Good morning, Laurier. This is Claire Rose speaking. I hope you're having a beautiful Monday morning, though how beautiful can it be with all these midterms on the horizon? Let's start with the weather as we always do today. Today is going to be mostly cloudy in Waterloo with a low of 7 degrees and a high of 15. Right now we're sitting at a solid 11 degrees, which is enough. It's a bit cold still. You got to wear your sweaters now. Right now, also, we are in a waxing crescent right now, moon phase, and in the next 10 days, we will hopefully be seeing a full moon coming to us, which is very beautiful. We have very beautiful moons here, actually, in Waterloo because of just like the city air. It makes them bigger, which is really pretty. Today, we're going to be talking a lot about purpose, what our purpose is in the world. I think a lot of us are kind of not quite satisfied where we are at all times, and we think we have to strive for some undetermined greatness, something that's kind of reaching in the distance that we don't know quite where it is. I hear a lot of people all the time talk about just like an end goal, a thing to succeed, and I find usually people when they're talking about purpose usually boil it down to money or some monetary gain. But I think purpose is going to be so much more than that. I do think that everyone has a purpose and everyone has a personalized purpose that is like there for them to try to succeed towards in the world. For example, I think my purpose is to be kind and to allow people to see that beauty of the world. I think that's something I am inherently good at, and so I think that is my purpose. But I think that a lot of people have a hard time figuring out, or maybe that they already have found their purpose and they don't know. I was having a conversation with a friend a couple of days ago, and we were talking about this idea over just like sitting in that cafe area up there in the food court. And we were just talking and talking, and he was like, I don't know if I have a purpose. I'm trying to strive for this. I always want to see this purpose, and I can't quite capture it in my eyes. And I was talking to him, and I was like, but you already have found your purpose. It's so surreal to me that some of these people don't see that they've had it. Because its purpose in the world is to be kind and to be funny and to be this caring man to all the people around him, which he succeeds at every single day. And he just can't, for some reason, capture that in his mind, that he's already found this thing that he is good at and that brings goodness to the world around him. But because he's so caught up in his own head of needing to be better and better and better, he can't see it. And so he thinks he's not succeeding. I think a lot of us have a hard time just giving ourselves that credit for the things we're good at and the things that we're succeeding at. Because there is so much just success that we harbor in the things that we do. And every single day you wake up and you fulfill that need of humanity. You wake up every single morning. You do the thing every single morning. There's no inherent reason to be alive. You aren't fulfilling a bracket of things that are predetermined. Every single morning when you wake up, you fulfill that goal. And all the rest of it is just extra achievements. You go to school, you do the things, and that's amazing, and I don't think that you shouldn't do that, because I think everyone should strive to some level of extraordinary success. But I think that we're too hard on ourselves, because sometimes the best you can do is just to rise in the morning like the sun does. Take a moment this morning to remind yourself that you are special, that you are unique, that you are extravagant in your own beautiful, unbelievable ways, because that's all you are. That's all you have to be. All you ever have to be and all you ever owed the world was to be a person, which is an incredible gift that you have. Every single morning that a fox wakes up and goes from its den with all its pups, it doesn't strive for anything but survival. It doesn't strive for anything but to be a fox every single morning and to feel the wind bristle through its orange fur. And why can't you do the same? Why can't you wake up this morning and stand on your balcony and feel the wind hit your face, the cold, crisp autumn air? Why can't you be happy? I think that we are too hard on ourselves, and I do mean that in an honest, like, deep, dark way, that we are too hard on ourselves for what we are as people. Anyway, wow, that was only 5 minutes, and I just talked about everything. I will be playing a bit of music today. I am objectively less sick, as you might be able to tell from my voice. I was complaining an awful lot that first episode about my sickness. I do like to talk a lot. Obviously, why would I not have a radio show if I didn't like to talk a little bit? And I hope you like listening to me. Sometimes I am worried a little bit that I'm live streaming, but I haven't actually pressed play, and so like no one can hear me, and none of my friends have texted me yet, so that leads me to believe perhaps I have. But hopefully all is well, and I'm not, because I'm not a tech wizard. God bless me. I'm mediocre at it, but, you know. Anyway, I'm going to go play some music for a second, because I think, why not start our Monday morning off with a little bit of some music? So let me get that all pulled up. I'll be getting back to you guys in 10 minutes, maybe not 10, maybe like 5. We'll see. I feel like talking this morning a little bit. So please enjoy some of my music, and I'll see you in a minute. Hello again, Laurie. It's me. Obviously, who else would it be? If you guys came in late, my name is Clara Rose. Today we are going to be talking about the idea of identity and expression and the purpose that you have in the world, which is a huge topic for a Monday morning. I'm very aware, but this is the only time slot they have for me. Actually, I do think this kind of conversation is really good to start your morning off and you start your week off, actually, because, you know, we got all our midterms coming up over the horizon, which is a bit intimidating for most people, I think. And if anyone else is listening at home who doesn't have midterms, lucky you. No, it's been a wild ride. I mean, we've all kind of just started university, unless you're a second year, fourth year, third year, sixth year. We've all just kind of started, and now we're here, and the first month of September is almost, the first month of September is finished, and October is just began. That's kind of intimidating. It's new, and it's scary, and it's interesting, and, you know. We're all finding our place, and we're all finding our way in this little world that we can't quite control just yet, and perhaps we'll never, ever control it. That's hard, relinquishing your control, just being able to let go of that control you want so desperately on the world. Everyone, no matter who you are, I think wants a little bit of control over the things. Control over your space, control over your time, control over who you are. But I think to be truly happy, that you have to relinquish some of that control. You have to realize that you can't control all these different factors and facets in your life, because it's impossible, because in the end of it all, it's just the world. You are just a little fundamental piece in it, but it still is going to swirl around you. That's a hard truth, too, that inevitably we are not all that special, which is something that you probably don't want to say. You probably don't want to go in front of your mirror and go, I'm not special. But to some degree, it is true. To some degree, that you are just a person who's existing and trying your darndest in this world that is unforgiving and perhaps unfair to you at times. But that's okay. It's not your fault, and it's not the world's fault, and it's not anyone's fault. It's just how it is. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry it is that way, because there are some things, I'm sure, that have happened to you in your life that you don't deserve. And there are some things that you've experienced in your life that you don't deserve to have experienced, but you have, and I'm sorry. It's a hard truth to have to relinquish that control, that want, that need to have yourself be at the top of the chain, the top of the line, and be two steps ahead at all times. But that's life, right? A lot of life is just not being in control and reacting, which is scary and sometimes a little bit overwhelming, honestly. I think people want to control a lot of those times is themselves. I think a lot of people have a hard time figuring out how properly to control themselves and figuring out how properly to put a lid on perhaps the things they feel or the things they say, and to push back some of the corners themselves they think that are not appropriate to people. I don't think you owe that to anyone, though. I think that the end goal is to be unapologetically you and unapologetically the self of you and your identity within. It's quite a shame, actually, I think, that some people find these parts of themselves and they push them down so no one else can see them, because I think those are the most beautiful parts sometimes. I know many, many people who are dancers or singers or anything else who push that back because they don't want to be annoying. I know people who are great artists or muse or maybe just amazing at math or sciences or all these different wonderful things that you have been gifted the skills of, or you have worked hard every single day, and you just don't have the time to be able to express them because perhaps you're worried about what other people think of you, or perhaps you don't want to be seen as a gloat or a brag. But these are all parts of you. These are fundamentals. Maybe you're worried about the things you enjoy. Maybe you think people will think that you're silly or childish or dumb or irrelevant. But I think that's not fair at all either. I mean, really, like, you liking a TV show or a movie or a game is not going to make you any better or worse of a person, and it will not make the way people see you change, because irregardless, it's you. But that's life, though. We spend a lot of our time worrying about what other people think of us. And we spend a lot of time thinking about all the eyes on us that aren't sometimes truly even there. And that's hard, to want to be seen but also not be seen at the same time is a very strange thing that people go through. Anyway, it's a Monday morning, which is great. It's fun to exist on a Monday morning because it is kind of a cool, crisp Monday morning, and I had a beautiful walk over here across that little highway section. And it's nice to enjoy those kind of things, actually, I find, just to be able to have that peace and sanctity of the world, just to be able to wake up in the morning and walk across the street and just feel the cool, crisp air on your face and remember that you are alive and existing in these moments. That's always something that I think we should take pleasure and great pride in that we get to experience. Every single morning I wake up, and I spoke about this last week, but every single morning when I wake up and I open the curtains to my blinds and try desperately not to wake my roommate Brooke up, I get to see the sunrise, and it kind of edges over the parking lot and the buildings in the distance, and it reflects off the glass and refracts into my window, and I get to be grateful that the sun shines in my face and the golden glow of the morning is there for me. That's beautiful, I think. That's the reason to be alive, I think, just to be able to experience. A lot of people ask the philosophical question, what is the meaning of life? Which is a very difficult question to tackle because every single person has a different idea or thought or just cognitive prowess of how they think the world is supposed to be and what the meaning of happiness and the meaning of life and all these huge questions. I have so many different answers that are so personal that the question is obtuse. But the meaning of life to me is experience. The meaning of life to me is to experience the world as you see it. There are so many pieces of your life that are experienced. You are basically just a walking, talking amalgam of experiences that you've gotten to live your entire life, which is kind of surreal. Every single thing in your life has shaped you into who you are now. Every single piece, be it good or bad, has shaped you into who you are now, which is almost kind of romantic when you think about it, because all of you is just other people around you, other experiences around you that have made you you. I think fondly of my childhood friend who has been half the reason probably I am who I am today, for better or for worse. I think he's listening right now. Well, I know he is because he's being silly and texting me while I'm trying to distract me while I do this. But yeah, there's these people in your life that you don't even realize it that have like made up a huge part of who you are as a person, which is so beautiful to me. He's texting me again. Yeah, take a moment maybe right now while you're sitting down, close your eyes and just think about someone who has made you who you are as a person. Someone who's been there for your life and someone who's cradled you in their arms, and maybe think about a fond memory with them. When me and this friend were growing up, for example, we used to go to a trailer park together every single summertime. We would we basically grew up there. He was my summertime friend, and I would see him for about 2 months straight approximately in the year, because my family would hike all the way up there, and his family basically lived there for all the summer. But yeah, we would go behind his trailer, because he has all the forest behind his trailer, and we would just go and explore the forest almost every single all the days, and we'd go into his backyard, well, his backyard. It was a stretch of land that other trailers could park at if they saw fit, but we would go into this beautiful forest, and we would just watch as the light spills from the trees and hits against the leaves and shines down these very beautiful beams onto the muddy ground below, and we'd watch the toads jump and hop through the ponds as it just rained, and we'd watch as the trees swayed and the undergrass swayed and everything. It was so lush and green, and I remember being so small and just being so happy and seeing him walk alongside me and knowing just subconsciously that we were growing and changing together and that nothing would be the same, but everything would be the same all at once, if that makes sense. The best part of childhood, I think, is the just fact that you lose it and you can never get it back again. So there's always something sweet but bittersweet, perhaps, about growing up and being an adult now. I suspect that most people who are listening, hopefully all the people who are listening, are adults at this point, or young adults, or almost edging, perhaps, in the crease of 18. And that's scary. We're old now. Well, define old, but we are aged to some degree, and we can't get back those moments of childhood that we probably took for granted, and we probably think so fondly on and think, why wouldn't I have taken those moments when I was a child? Why wouldn't I have done these things that I wanted to do when I was a child, when I was happy and free and had the time? And it's hard to say. You can always think back in retrospect and think, I should have done, I should have done, I should have done, but that doesn't change anything. That doesn't mean you did anything, and the regret is not going to have any solid place in your life. I think a lot of people have a hard time not making regret their basis, not making regret in the things they feel and the things they want and they could have had, the objective to think about. If regret takes up a big chunk of your mind, I think you should maybe take a moment just to think on that. Why is regret so big? Why is these wants and these wishes of things that you once had taking up such a big place in your cranium when they can't be? And I'm sorry they can't be. I am. I really, truly am sorry these things can't be, because I'm sure you wanted them and I'm sure you wished for them so deeply. But they can't be. And that's a scary truth. You have to let go of these things that you wish could have been. Maybe you didn't win first place in an award. Maybe you could have tried harder in something and you didn't. These are all horrible things that I'm sure you think about, and they swirl around your head late at night when you're trying to go to sleep. But what if? What if I kissed her? What if I did this thing? What if I went out to dinner that night? What if I so and so and so and so and so? They can't happen. And I'm sorry. But maybe you should take a little bit of time just to move away from these things and think, well, what now? What then? Maybe tonight I'm going to go do something. Maybe tonight I'll kiss that girl. Maybe tonight I will go and I will win an award. Maybe I'll sign up for a contest. Maybe I'll try my best. And maybe I'll fail. But I'll still try. I'll still experience. I'll still live the world with every breath of my beating heart, my aching lungs. There is a beauty in the fact that you get to be alive. And it makes me really happy. It really does. I find a lot of people think that it is a bit strange how excited I get that I get to be alive every single morning, that I get to wake up and feel the sun against my face. I think there's something so abnormally beautiful about getting to live and be me and perceive and see and live and love and lavish, and yeah, it makes me happy. There's so much good in the world. I think a lot of people have a hard time conceptualizing that. And we do get a lot of bad news all the time, all the time. You can't open many applications without seeing something about a war, or seeing something about a terrible thing or a crime or someone dying or something terrible or so-and-so. And then on the flip side, you see all these people posting online about their perfect lives and their yachts and their beach sides and their boyfriends and their girlfriends and their everything and their millions of dollars in their bank accounts. And that's not you. And you're sitting here listening. And that's a horrible feeling. That's a pit in your stomach that pulses. Why am I not good enough? Why am I not good enough? Why is the world so bad? Who am I? What am I? What is everything? It's overwhelming. It's kind of scary, and I'm sorry that it's scary. But I promise you, you're good. And I promise you, you're worthy, and I promise you're worth it. And I promise you that every time you fail, it just gives you more time to win. What do you think you'd say if your childhood self was in the room? If little you was sitting there across the room from you right now, kicking their feet against the ledge of a bed that's too small, sitting in a chair looking up at you with wide and expectant eyes, you're their hero. I don't know if you know that. You're their hero. You're exactly what they wanted you to be. That's something that's really beautiful. All right, I'm going to let the music play a little bit longer, and we'll see you guys in a couple of minutes. The best part about the radio, if you guys don't know, is that I get to push my music taste on you guys and force you to listen to Vaporwave, which is great. Oh, it's so good. Now I don't even have to be like, do you guys want to listen to my favorite song? I just have to play it on the radio, and however many of you guys are listening are forced to. Well, I will see you guys in a couple of minutes. And yeah, please enjoy. Hello again, Laurier Radio. It's me. We're almost at our halfway point now, which is exciting. I feel like I've actually barely been here, which is good and bad. Time is flowing by fast for me on a Monday. How many times can I say Monday on this podcast? I think we should do a little counter. It's like I say Monday at least 5 times every single episode, just to remind you of the misery. I like Mondays, actually. I don't mind them at all. I think a lot of our precognitive disdain for Mondays comes from the 9-to-5 typical work week, or I guess school. But honestly, a lot of jobs don't even follow that. I find most people work on weekends too, so it's not even really fair to hate Mondays. I wish that I could have a job while also doing school, like if it was just like fit into my schedule, because goodness gracious, yeah. School is great, but you spend so much money on textbooks and everything. Lord, it's kind of surreal, actually. I don't know if I can say that on air on a school podcast, but paying for textbooks is psychotic. Anyway, good morning again, everyone. Or afternoon, I suppose. I don't know. Afternoon kind of hits at 11 for me, 10:30-ish. But a lot of people think I'm crazy because I think 12 on the dot is afternoon, which I guess makes sense because it is afternoon. But how are you guys doing this morning? Or anytime you listen to this. A lot of people actually tell me they listen to this like when it's not live. Like they go back into the little, which you can do, by the way, if you were unaware. You can go and find all of our episodes afterwards. We do record them, which is very fun. Just for you guys to listen to every single day if you wanted to. I've had some people tell me they want to listen to me when they fall asleep, which is really neat. Apparently I have a voice for radio, which I really appreciate, actually. Let's get back into our topic at hand, our topic about the idea of self. We went a little bit away from that today, but that's just because I get on my little rambling streaks and then suddenly I'm there and I can't stop talking and talking and talking about something that comes to the top of my head. A lot of the show is improvised. I don't know if anyone knows that, but a lot of it is just what I think and what I say when I say it, which is a fun way to do it. It means I don't have to prep very much for this because I just say as I do. It would suck if I had to write a script. I think I'd be bad at writing a script for this because the fun part of this is that it kind of all comes out naturally. I kind of just pick a topic for the day that I want to talk about and then I do, which is fun for me more or less because I just get to say what is on the top of my brain. Okay. So let's talk about purpose again. This idea of innate purpose that humans have, that people have, that the man, quote unquote, of the soul has. What do you think your purpose is right now? If you had to sit down with me and I put you on display and I said, what is your purpose? And you're on the stand and you have to answer me. What is your purpose? And that's a big tricky question because it is so deep and complex. What is a purpose? Who is a purpose? How is a purpose? And so many more sensical questions that come to your head when you think, what is my purpose? What is my reason to be alive? Well, your reason to be alive inherently is to be alive. That's the only purpose you have, to be alive. Every day you wake up, you fulfill that goal of living, which is beautiful in its own right. But I'm talking about purpose. What is the purpose you serve to the world? What is your purpose? I think everyone does have some kind of purpose in that sense. I think the purpose that you bring to the world is how you contribute happiness to the rest of the world around you. How you are able to gift people the happiness that you feel around you. And there's some people, that's how funny you are. Maybe you're really funny and you're really charming and talented and you can light up a room when you walk into it, even if you don't realize. For some people, they're great conversationalists. Some people, you just want to have a conversation with them and that makes them happy. Some people are really good at talking to people and making them, helping them through their feelings and making them understand things. Some people are really great because they remember all the things about you. Maybe you're the kind of person that always remembers your friend's colors and remembers what kind of food they like, and maybe you sneak them a gift or something. There's always something that you can give to yourself in the world in a subtle way, and I think everyone thinks kindness is a little bit harder than it actually is. There's nothing hard about being kind. There's things that are difficult about being kind, but there's nothing hard. Sometimes there are situations that are difficult where it's hard to be kind. Maybe someone has wronged you and you do in some sense want to get back at them, and there's nothing wrong with you for that. That's a very fair and valid feeling to feel when you do want to hurt someone who's done something to you wrong. That's just a natural human feeling. It's difficult in that moment to be kind, but it's not hard. It doesn't cost you anything to be kind. It never does. Right now we're kind of in a space in the world where being kind is a little bit underutilized, perhaps. It is easy to be mean as well. It is just as easy to be mean as it is to be kind, and some people appreciate that anger and meanness because they have no way to like express that the things they feel, and perhaps no one's being kind to them because we all are so under this cognitive fog that being kind is so hard. A couple years ago, and I believe I spoke about this in my first episode, but a couple of years ago, I spent a little bit of my mental power every single day when I went into public. I would compliment one stranger I saw on the street. One. just anyone I saw, if I liked their hair or their clothes, or maybe I liked their eyes, I would tell them. And it totally changed my perspective of how I see the world. Everyone reacts differently when you compliment them. Some people will smile and look away, and some people will thank you to the high heavens, and some people will think you're strange for even... I've had people get upset at me for complimenting them, actually. And I wonder where that comes from. I think about these those people who get angry at me more than I think about the people who react so happily. It's never hard to compliment someone, and I think some of you people who are like, oh, I never get complimented, don't realize how much mental complimenting we do, or how much... we think other people look good and we don't say anything. I mean, really, how many times have you crossed the street and thought, wow, that girl's beautiful, or wow, I really like that guy's hair, and you didn't say it? That I think I talk about a lot, though. I do speak a lot about how I think important it is to compliment people because I love it and it's really important to me. And I love the feeling of being able to compliment someone and seeing their eyes light up as they realize you've seen a part of them that only they had seen in the mirror. That's an amazing feeling, and I really wish that everyone in the world would feel it, that feeling of just knowing you have made someone change the way they see themselves. That's a beautiful feeling, and something that we all have the power of as people to do. Back on the idea of self, goodness, I like to ramble, don't I? But on the idea of self, when you think about who you are as a person and what your purpose is, what do you think? Who are you? Who are you? It's a strange question, and I've asked it a couple of times now, and it's big, and I don't expect you to have the answer at the end of this next hour, but it's something I think you maybe should prescribe a little bit of thought towards. Just maybe take a moment to think about yourself in your head. What is my purpose? What am I doing to make the world a better place in my own subtle ways? I think you are a good person, if it helps. I think that everything you do is inherently good. I think that people are inherently good. That's a tricky conversation too, because some people, I think, really do believe that people are inherently bad and evil, and that deeply we want to do bad and evil things. I'm not saying that's not true to some regard. There are some people who I'm sure get satisfaction from hurting and causing panic and crime around the world. But I think those people are hurting in their own separate ways as well. I think some people who are bad also deeply want to be good, but just don't understand how. I don't find that a lot of people in the world want to really be evil and want to relish in that feeling, but maybe they've just not experienced the kindness they ought to have when they were younger or still. People change when you give them kindness, I find. One time I had a person, I used to work up at a provincial park for a while. And there was this one man there who was, everyone considered, very coarse, very rude, very mean. And I was so confused when they said that, because he was always so, so soft and kind with me. He would lower his voice for me. He would always be just gentle and careful and very smart and intelligent with his words, and very different. And I realized it's because, in retrospect, I spoke to him very differently than everyone else did. He was like a very tall, very tall, intimidating man, and so people really would approach him with a bit of, like, what they thought of him, what they thought his purpose and his self and his identity was, off their own precognitive ideals. And I approached him just with kindness and with, like, wondering who he was as a person and without that precognition. And he was so soft to me. He would always be so kind and so gentle and just careful, and I appreciated that, because it was just interesting to see how differently I saw him than everyone else, just because I treated him slightly differently than everyone else. And you never know that. Maybe that was his true self. Maybe it was a facade he was putting on for me to make me more comfortable, but maybe that was his true self, maybe that was his purpose, and he just had a hard time showing it. We do change ourselves for people, whether we really know it or not, subconsciously. Everyone has a different voice they use, or a different tone, or a different personality they shift depending on the people they're around in their life. I mean, think for a minute how differently you talk to your mother versus your best friend. Or even how differently you speak to your one friend versus the other friend. Or you're just like these people in your life. It's a very different kind of vocabulary, a very different tone, maybe a very different you. Maybe you make totally different jokes or totally different things. And you have to think for a minute, if you sit down with me, who is the real you? Who are you lying to, and who are you being honest with? Who in your group of friends are you truly, truly being yourself to? That's scary. Now you're worrying. Now you're grappling. Well, who am I? Who am I really? Am I lying to the people around me? Is that fair? Am I a fraud? Do these people even like me for the real me? It's hard. It's interwoven, isn't it? We're kind of a society built on this idea of changing yourself for other people and being a different person behind the curtains when you're not there. If you're listening to me now, I ask you just one little thing if I am to indulge. When you listen to me, I want you to be yourself. I want you to come to this podcast or this morning show and just unapologetically be you. Be yourself. React to this with your own thoughts and your own kind of words. And if you do, email me ever, which I suggest you do if you want me to answer any of your questions on live, rose1058@mylaurier.ca. I ask that you approach this with humility, with honesty, and with the unapologetic self. I think that is something that you can do for me, because I will never, ever likely see you face to face unless you come up to me and tell me you liked my show, which you should do, by the way. I really appreciate whenever people do that. But it's a hard truth. Just the idea of who am I really, and who am I being truthfully honest to, and am I being honest to myself? Am I even shifting who I am to myself so I can appear more perhaps normal, or perhaps the way I want to appear to other people? Oh, it's hard. I think there is a certain beauty in being able to be who you really are. It's a hard beauty. It's something that's not really easily achievable. Being honest and genuine is one of the hardest things I think a person can do, actually. It takes a long time of just working on yourself and being comfortable with yourself. One thing that really helped me out when I was trying to figure out who I was, because I used to be a really big people pleaser. I used to be someone who like changed myself for people to make them more perhaps comfortable or liked me better, was when I was alone for long periods of time and I didn't have anyone around me, I would ask myself, do I like myself? If I was alone with myself in a room right now, would I enjoy the conversation I'm having? If I was sitting with myself in a room alone and it was just me and her, would it be good? Would I have fun? Would I enjoy the kind of person I am, or would I try to be different for them? Or would they try to be different for me? That's hard. Learning how to love yourself is actually the point. That's the point. Learning how to love yourself is so difficult. It's tricky and it's confusing, and God, it's hard, but that's the point. The point is that inevitably you will figure out, in some sense, how you can love yourself, how you can cherish yourself, how you can be your own friend in this moment. Because you are forever. You are the person who's going to live with you the longest. You will be there when you're born, and you will be there when you die. You will be there. So you may as well love yourself if you're going to be the only person who's truly there for all of your life. If you were split in two, if you were a different person, if you became two perfect clones of yourself, would you love yourself? Would you consider yourself a friend, or would you not want to be your own friend? It's very sad, I think, if you don't want to be your own friend, if you find yourself not wanting to enjoy in your company and find love in the things you do, if you don't enjoy who you are. I think you need to maybe have a conversation with yourself about that a little bit. And I think you also shouldn't push yourself to an unfair standard. Don't change yourself to love who you are. Love who you are, who you are. Love the kind of person that you are right now. Don't take the time. And you can change certain things about yourself. If you want to exercise or be better at something, 100% go ahead and do that. But I'm talking about the self. Don't stop watching that TV show or listening to that music or laughing the way you do when your head goes back and your eyes crease shut. Don't change those things about yourself, because they are you. You don't need to be a cookie cutter person. You don't need to quote unquote fit in. You don't need to be all these horrible things that you have prescribed yourself to diminish yourself of that true happiness that you know you want to feel. Be happy. I know so many people who are like petrified to show me the music they listen to, who are horrified to tell me all the things they like and enjoy, who are shaking and so unhappy to just like give me a little bit of an inch of who they actually are when they sit alone in their room and no one is there. I think, if you guys don't mind, a little thing for you guys, if you would like to send me in a song through my Laura email account or my Instagram account. Just send me a song over Spotify or Apple Music or YouTube or any of those plethora of other apps. I'll try my best to listen to it. Send me in a song that you are embarrassed to listen to. Send me in a song that you just wouldn't want anyone else to kind of know you listen to if you have any of those songs, because that's beautiful. That's you. That is you. You should be relishing in the fact that is you. My email is rose1058@mylaurier.ca, and my Instagram account is rosec_3876. Lots of letters, lots of numbers. I'm sorry about that, but you guys have ears. You got it. Yeah, but that's hard. Listen, in the end of it all, it's just you. It's just you, and that's such a horrible thought sometimes. It's just you sitting there alone in your bed right now, listening to me in your ears, maybe through headphones, maybe you have me on speaker. Please don't have me on speaker if you're in a public place. I do not need to be broadcasted like that. Maybe you feel alone right now. Maybe you feel like you are not good enough. Maybe you feel like everything you're doing is not quite enough. Maybe you feel like you cannot love yourself because you do not deserve that love, because that kind of love does not outstretch to you as a person. That kind of love is not deserved for a person like you. You don't deserve it. And I'm here to tell you that you do. You deserve, from the bottom of my heart, to be loved. You deserve to be cherished and adored and appreciated and put on a pedestal. And sometimes that kind of pedestal has to be placed by you. For other people to love you, you have to love yourself. Because for other people to love you, they have to know you. They have to know who you are when you're not lying. They have to know who you are when you are putting on a little facade for them to make them more comfortable. They have to love you because you're raw and real and unapologetic and beautiful and strong and brave because you are you. And I love you. I love the kind of person you are. I love the things that you like. I love the music you listen to. I love the way you dance when no one's watching. I love all of the things you do when you are alone, when you are swallowed in darkness, when everything is soft and simple and you finally get to exist without any eyes watching you, not even your own. When you are you, when you are loved. I'm going to throw a bit of more music on for a little bit, give my voice a little rest here. It feels like I talk for longer than I do, I think. Actually, when I rewatched the first episode, because once again, they do post the after drafts, I didn't realize I talked for 46 minutes straight. I feel like I felt like I talked for only like 20, but, well, not straight, but edited together and hodgepodge. I feel like I talked for way long, like less than that, because I don't know, I get rambling and then suddenly I'm talking and talking and talking about everything and nothing. And, you know, I hope the editors who have to listen to all this stuff, God bless them. God bless them, they have to listen to me ramble for forever and ever and ever. God bless them last episode where I just talked to my friend Rasheen for 2 hours straight. Oh, I feel so bad for them. But, yeah. I do appreciate you guys tuning in always. We have about an hour left in here, and I hope that you know I see you, and I would love to hear from you. I'm sometimes a bit nervous no one listens to this, and, you know, I put in a little bit of work. So if you do listen, I would love a message. I would love you to say something to me. I would love to hear something just from you, your thoughts. Even if you hate the show, God, I would just love to hear what you have to say, because, you know, it makes my day, it makes my morning, and I love you all. Anyway, I'm going to throw a bit more music on. Please enjoy. Hello again, Laurier. Welcome back to me, Clara Elizabeth Rose, on your radio station this morning. It is about 11:30 now, which is crazy. I've been here for an hour and a half. God. Now it's starting to feel like it. Now it is starting to feel like I have been here for a second. Thank you if you've been listening all the way through. Thank you if you just joined now. And thank you for being here today, period. Even if you're only here for about 15 minutes, I appreciate you having you listening to my voice and listening and having me in your ears. Well, what else do we talk about? We got a little more time. I actually ran through most of what I wanted to talk about today. So unfortunately, the rest of this is going to be a little bit rambly. But you will have to listen to me, because where else are you going to go? This is the only Laurier radio station, and I got the morning slot, so unfortunately, we are bound to each other if you want to give a little listen this morning to my radio. But back on the conversation I was having earlier with you, how do you see yourself? What do you want the world to see of you when no one's there? It's kind of scary, actually. I think a lot of people are really frightened about, I feel like I've said scary a lot today, but you know, I think it's a true feeling. It is very scary to have people see you in a way that is just unapologetically real and raw and rich. But it's a shame, because I think all those little pieces of you, all these crevices and cracks within yourself, are like an unbelievable beauty that you get to have. It's you, which is incredible. I think we have a hard time understanding that everyone is alive and real and thinking all these like very real and rich thoughts in their brains all the time. The person sitting next to you in your class right now, or on the street right now, or even just a person you might be able to spot out your window, they're going somewhere. They're going to talk to some people today. They're going to have like these incredible life moments that you won't get to be a part of, but are happening nonetheless. Somewhere in the world right now, at this moment, someone's getting proposed to. Someone's being born, someone's dying, all right now in that exact same time frame, because there are so many of us on this world. Someone's getting fired, someone's getting a new job, maybe someone's in a French class somewhere, not quite listening. But, you know, we're all existing nonetheless. We're all getting to live and breathe at the exact same time in this world. And why ever would you not want to be you while experiencing all these things? But yeah. Sometimes it's hard to believe that these people think and feel and breathe and understand all these different crazy concepts while we're existing at the same time as them. When you're sitting alone to yourself and you're thinking all about your day and your life, and you're maybe grappling these big concepts in your head, and you're like wondering, you're feeling all these complex feelings all the time, someone right next to you is feeling all those exact same feelings too. Someone right next to you is wondering how they look right now, and wondering how they're presenting right now, and wondering if you like them just as much as you're wondering if they like you. We worry too much about what people think about us. We worry too much about how everyone likes us. I've had so many people tell me they think that everyone hates them. They think that everyone in their life hates them. They think that they are existing in a space and everyone is pretending to like them. That's horrible. It is a horrible feeling to feel like nobody likes you. But that maybe that is something you shouldn't strive after. Being liked is something that is not something you should always be striving after, to have everyone like you. You don't even like everybody. You don't even like everybody. So why does everyone have to like you? That's not how it works. That's not how this works. If you can say to me right now, oh, I love everyone, every single person in the world, I don't believe you're being honest with yourself, and I don't believe you're being honest with me, which you already spoken about. I'm asking you to be honest here with me for this morning. Do you like everyone? Then why on earth would everyone like you? It's a shame they don't like you. I bet you're wonderful. I bet you are God's gift to the earth. But not everyone's going to like you. And not even that everyone's going to hate you. I think scarcely people actually hate anybody. I don't think that everyone's going to like you. Or maybe people are going to be very neutral about you as a person. And sometimes that hurts, because we do deeply want to be liked. And I'm not saying I'm not a part of that equation. I deeply would like to be liked sometimes. I deeply would like to walk into a room and know that everyone likes me. But at the same time, I understand that I don't mesh well with everybody. Some people have a hard time comprehending my personality, and sometimes I just don't like their personality very much. And that's not either of our faults, and that does not mean either of us should change. Because now that we have changed to try to people please each other, we like each other less. We're not real. This isn't a real relationship we have. We're trying to make up for the fact that we don't like each other, because we can't just accept the fact that we don't like each other and move on. When I was younger, my father really wanted me to be friends with this girl. She was a sweetheart. I just didn't mesh with her very well. We just didn't have any good semblance of a connectivity. Our friendship wasn't just there. And I just didn't enjoy hanging out with her, because I couldn't find that connection I wanted to find in a person. And he didn't understand that I could just not like a person, and that's fine. I don't have any negative feelings at all towards her. I think she's a very wonderful, good person. I just don't like to spend time with her, and that's okay. And other people might feel that way about you. And that's a very hard feeling. It is so horrified to grapple with the fact that you may not be what people are looking for, because all you want to be sometimes is the person that people are looking for. That is not your fault. That is not their fault. It is just how it is. And wouldn't you rather be real? Wouldn't you rather know that the people who do like you, the people in your life, your friends, your loved ones, those people do love you? Think about someone in your life who you love. Think about them. Close your eyes maybe a little bit and just think about a person in your life that you love unapologetically. A person in your life who has been there, who you admire, who you appreciate. Think of a person who, when you hang out with them, when you're around them, it feels like there's sunshine in your chest. Like you just can't stop smiling. Like everything is safe and supple and happy, and you're you. Think about that person for a minute if you have them in your life. That's what it should be. You shouldn't have to have a relationship with somebody that you don't like. You shouldn't have to change yourself to be more appropriate with a person you don't want to. You have so much time in your life. You have so many people you're going to meet. You have so many relationships you're going to be formed. You don't have to spend your time trying to cater to these people who don't like you and you don't like them. Why would you ever spend your time doing that? Why would you ever spend your time bending over backwards for someone who you don't even really want to be around? And It's not like I'm saying, oh, drop everyone who you don't like right now, because that's not fair to you, and that's not just how it, just not how it works. I've definitely been around people in my life and have, like, even, I would say, friendships with people who I don't really enjoy, but I can't do that anymore. It's really tiring, and I think you feel the same way. When you're sitting next to someone and you know you don't like them and you're trying to have a conversation with them and all you can think of the back in your head is, oh my gosh, I wish this person would stop talking. I wish I was anywhere else but here. I can't do this. I don't like this. I am not having a good time. You don't have to be in that scenario. You don't owe anyone a friendship. You don't owe anyone your time. You do not owe anyone any part of you, be it fake or real. You don't owe someone all the time because you only have a certain amount of time in this world. Why would you spend it not being with the people who make you happy? And I'm not saying it's easy to find those people who make you happy. I know this girl here on campus. You guys might know her. Her name is Claire. She's a sweetheart. I think she's actually one of the best people I've ever met in my life. I have never felt so connected to a person as I do her. And I think she's wonderful. I have met so many friends here. I have a great group of friends, like my friends Rasheen, like I had last week. I think like Jess and Alana and Tesh and all these beautiful people I have created in my life that I have a friendship with. And I love being around them. I love being around them. I feel a warmth in my body. I feel happiness in my heart. And I get to be me around them. I get to be true and honest and me. And I know that they're going to love me for that. And I know I love them when they're really them. And that is something that I would never trade for anything in the world. During all week, I'm sure, as everyone else did, or even just like the first week of school, you meet so many people. You meet like at least 50 a day, and you go through the questions. What's your name? What's your major? Where you live? That's what happens. And it's like good to meet all these different people, but that's to find your friends. Now that you're out of this, you don't need to be talking to these people who you met once who maybe aren't very good for you. And there's a fine line. Sometimes you meet these people in your life who always want something from you. Or maybe you're always searching for something for you. Or maybe you are a friend who always listens to somebody's problems and you're always there for everyone else. Maybe you're the person who people come to when they need to complain and you feel like you can't have the time to complain back to them. That's not fair. I want you to understand that that's not fair. You don't owe anyone anything. You don't. There's no owing in this world when it comes to anything about yourself, anything about your identity and your being and the time you give. You do not owe people that. And that's hard because you do want to give. There is a certain, like I say, that's why I think people are inherently kind in this world. Inherently, people want to do good. Inherently, people want to be perceived as good and kind and happy. And inherently, people will want to just put a piece of themselves into the world and be kind. And maybe that's your purpose. Maybe that's why you're struggling right now with figuring out how to take the time to yourself to also be happy and also be safe and comfortable. And I think it comes first from setting those boundaries with those people. the people, because I'm sure you've met them. Everyone in their life has met them at least once, and it's not all their fault, because maybe they need to be heard. But there are some people in the world who will always come to you with problems, always come to you with favors. Maybe they constantly need you to drive them everywhere. Maybe they constantly need you to vent about their boyfriend they keep getting back with. And these people, it's not their fault, but it's tiring. And I think everyone's felt it. Everyone's felt that moment when someone's complaining to them again about the same thing 17 times, and you're just like, I can't. I can't be bothered to hear this anymore. And then you feel like a bad person for thinking that. You feel like a bad person for being like, I wish this person would shut up. You're not a bad person. You aren't. That's a normal thing to feel. That's a normal thing to think. Sometimes people are tiring, and that's not to say anything bad against yourself. All I'm saying right now is that maybe you would be an inch happier if you just spent some time loving yourself and putting yourself first and not always catering to people and surrounding yourself with people who maybe you don't even like that much. Back to my friend Claire for a minute here, who I know is not listening. She's probably asleep. God bless her. I love her. When I sit with her alone in her room and we just talk for hours, we could talk for 5 hours straight and not miss a beat, not skip a beat. I might bring her on the podcast if I can sometime. But she is just a kind person, and we are the same. We mesh so perfectly because our real true selves are so similar that it just works together. Like when someone knits a blanket and it all seems together, that is my relationship with Claire. We are just perfectly fit for each other. We find ourselves in each other. She is a wonderful human being. And that's why I want to be around her. That's why she makes me happy, because we are real around each other. We are honest. I have my friend again from the trailer park who I grew up with. I have no choice to be honest with him because he saw me through all of my life from 11 to 19. And I have no choice to be honest with him because that is how I've grown, how I've changed. I have been my real self around him. And that's why our relationship is so strong, because we are real with each other, because we are honest, and because we are unafraid to be who we are, which makes us happy, which makes us better friends. Think about that person you love that I asked you to think about earlier. Think about them hard in your head. Visualize their face, all their features. Think about them smiling at you right now, their eyes creased, the smile lines as they laugh, their softened face. That's happiness. That is a real relationship that you have accumulated in your life. That is a good influence, a good person. That is a moment of peace. And I think you should be like that with all the people you have accumulated in your life. All of these friends you have, if they don't make you happy, if they don't make you feel like you can be yourself and you can laugh and knock your head back and snort a little bit and be you without worrying about how you're looking or how you're feeling or if you're appropriate enough, that's a friendship. That's you. It's hard to be comfortable around people. It really is. It takes time. It takes energy. And sometimes it takes a genuine courage to be yourself around people. We're always afraid. We're always afraid of how people see us, even as if it is subconscious. Everyone's always a little bit worried how people perceive them, especially the people they want to perceive them highly. But if you aren't yourself around these people in your life, if you can't be genuine and truthful and honest to yourself and honest to them, that's not a genuine friendship. It's a good friendship, perhaps. Maybe it's really wonderful, but I think your challenge is to crack a little bit of your shell. I try to be who I am around every single person I am in my life. It's not easy, but I will not change for other people. I talk to everyone exactly the same. I speak with everyone in the exact same cadence and language and exact same humor and love. And that has made me a happier person. I am a happier person because I don't have to hide behind an idealized version of myself. I just am myself. And I find people just like me better because of that. All of these fears that I had that people weren't going to like who I was and who I was as a person when I wasn't myself were have been totally stripped away. Because people do like me. And some people don't like me. And that is okay because I am so happy with the people that do. I am sorry of the things in your past that have made you feel like you can't be you. I am sorry for the judgment you have received as a child. I am sorry for all those horrible things they said to you, or if you felt they said to you, or you imagined they'd say to you. But now you're old. Now you're grown. Now the world is yours. Now you don't have to be afraid anymore. Because who cares? These people don't matter to you unless you make them matter to you. These people now have no effect on you. You are your own person. You are your own beautiful person. And maybe you haven't fully figured that out yet. Maybe you haven't figured that out yet because you spent so long trying to be for other people that you haven't figured out who you quite are yet in your mind. That's scary too. Who am I? Am I really me? Am I a person? Do I have anything besides what I give to other people? You gotta figure that out. And there's no better time to figure it out who you are than to take some time away from trying to be for other people. I'm gonna play a little more music, I think. I've played a lot of music today. I keep promising myself I'm not going to. It's just, it is harder than you think to have a conversation for like 2 hours straight with yourself. But it's easy. I do actually, and this is kind of silly probably, but I do imagine you guys are there. Like I am actually talking to somebody. Like I am talking to someone across the table from me right now. Like someone sitting there and looking at me with wide eyes. And I hope you're listening and I hope you hear this and I hope you know that I love you. And I hope you know that someone loves you out there and that you are good and great. And I see you. I promise you I see you. I see your beautiful body and your beautiful mind. I see you. You can't hide from me, unfortunately. I've got you in my mind's eye right now and you can't escape that. All right. I will say one thing before I go. If you guys have any questions for me or just want to talk to me or because you love me very much, want to tell me how much you like the show, you can email me or message me on Instagram. My email is rose1058@mylaurier.ca and my Instagram is rosec_3876 or maybe it's dot. It's one of those. You'll probably see me because I follow everyone. I feel like I follow so many people. I've never used social media so much until I came here. I've started posting on my story now because people will actually see it. And I hate using Snapchat. I hate it. I refuse to if I can. Oh, I hate that Snapchat is the main thing we use here because it's so, I hate it. I hate the way your messages disappear. It feels like middle school. Or elementary school. Sorry, we're in Canada. It feels like elementary school and that makes me sick. Why? Well, just so you know, I love you. Let's see. What's your task of the day? What's the one thing I think you should strive to do for today? Today, I want you, while you're sitting here with me, to close your eyes again. God, I make you close your eyes a lot. Sorry. I just think it's a good way to ground yourself and focus on my voice. Today, I want you to close your eyes and I want you to think of 3 good things about yourself. It can be physical, it can be mental, it can be emotional. I want you to think of 3 good things about yourself. 3 things on the edge of your mind. And don't you dare try to swivel away from the question, oh, there's nothing, I can't think, oh, no. It's okay. Say them like you're saying them to me. Say them like you're not saying them to yourself, because I think that's an embarrassing thing, and you'll try to minimize them in your head. Say them like you are saying them directly to me right now. Like I'm sitting with you in the room. That's why I've asked you to close your eyes. I've got long, kind of red blonde hair. We'll see. Picture me in the corners of your minds. And tell me 3 things you love about yourself. Maybe you have beautiful hair. Maybe you're funny and light up a room. Maybe you have beautiful eyes. Maybe you're kind and generous. Maybe you are amazing at poetry. Or maybe you cook a really amazing grilled cheese sandwich. You get the cheese just right. Maybe you're good at things. Maybe you're amazing at art or music or math. Maybe you solved a really good equation today. Maybe you're so proud of yourself for how good you are at finishing your work. Or how amazing you are at making other people feel welcomed. There are so many good things in your life that you do not realize. There are so many things that you are good at, that you are amazing at, that you do not realize. Everyone wants to be good at specific things. Everyone wants to be the Taylor Swift. Everyone wants to be the head accountant. Everyone wants to make money and do well and be known for their success. But I promise you that even if you are not known, I see you. I see that you cooked an amazing meal today. I see that today you went to the library and you opened your books and you finished your lab. I see all these amazing things that you have done, all these goals, all these achievements. I promise. And other people see them too. I think you don't notice that. Other people see them too. Maybe in the morning when you're cooking breakfast and you're singing to yourself, your roommates are listening and thinking what a beautiful voice you have as it lofts over the kitchen, over the sound of clinking forks. Some people are scared of that. Some people are scared to sing and they won't, and then no one will ever know, and that's such a beauty taken away from the world. Maybe this morning you should sing, even if you aren't good at it. Even if it's something you've never done before and the notes feel hoarse in your throat. You were given the gift to sing. Maybe this morning you should hum a song you like. You find yourself when you're doing your tasks. Feel that closeness to the world. Feel that ability to express and create. Maybe people will see you. And if no one sees you, I see you. And I appreciate you for taking the time to listen to this. And I appreciate you in ways that you won't know. All right. I'm going to play some music. Probably maybe like, not all of it, but I'll play like a little bit more. And then I'll say goodbye before I go. Have a beautiful day, Laurier. All right, Laurier, I have about 1 minute left of airtime, so I better say these things fast. If you do want to contact me about any questions or problems or anything you want me to answer on air or off air, you can say, please contact me on my email at rose1058@mylaurier.ca. Or you can message me in a more impersonal way on my Instagram at rosec.3876. It'll pop up. You'll see my face. Well, you guys have a beautiful rest of your day. I hope you enjoy yourselves, and I hope that you keep being beautiful. I love you. Have a wonderful day.